So yeah. Basically, so he's like, oh, good. He's like, he looks, he's like, oh, I see a weakness. If we shoot our dragon like bow into the neck of the soul eater,
aim for the neck.
Yeah, and then we can, and then like before he can like finish the sentence, he's cut off because one of the like little soul eaters comes and grabs him. And what does it do?
And then it sucks him off.
It sits there. It just holds him in the air, like right in front of Katie.
It sucks him off for a good 30 seconds.
Dude, right.
And she's just sitting there like,
yeah, right in front of Katie, who's holding a bow and arrow in her hand. He's the monster's just sitting there, sucking the soul out of this dude, and she's just sitting there like, oh my god.
And the dude's like, it's happening. Help me.
He's sitting there getting his soul eaten, and she's just sitting there staring at him. Like, they literally took a good 10 seconds to show you that the monster's sucking the soul out of this, out of the grand archer dude, and she's just staring at him. So use your bow and arrow and shoot him.
I don't know if I can hit that shot from
shoot
that
him. What are you doing? And then like 2 seconds later, she's like, oh, I have a great idea. I'm gonna use the bow and arrow. And she pulls it back and she shoots the fucking dragon. Alright. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast/breakdown video. Today's video, we're doing it on Shang-Chi and the Legend of Ten Rings. We just got back from the theater about not even 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
We're hot and ready to go. Call me Little Caesars, you know. let's get into it.
Introduce and, you guys.
Yeah, first, this is the Big Kahuna.
Big Kahuna, Zach.
Zach Attack 42201 sitting right here.
Oh yeah, the Marvel enthusiast.
Oh yeah, he's the Definitely. Man with the facts right here. We got
I'm
Nick.
What's his Glenn Lewis Frame, front man of the Eagles.
No, he's not.
Yeah, I am.
This is Nick.
Yeah, they're not
and
funny.
You'll understand that later.
All right, and before we get into this video, before we start breaking down everything and talking about this amazing movie, I want you guys to just scroll down, hit that subscribe button, hit the like button. Ooh, it helps us out, helps our engagement, get the word out. We're just trying to give everybody some good content.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right.
That's what
so
we're here for.
It's having fun.
I think we've waited long enough.
Yeah.
Let's dive into this movie.
Spoilers ahead.
Yes.
If you
spoilers,
haven't watched the movie,
please go watch the movie if
it's
you have
great.
Not watched it already.
It's
go see it in
movie.
The theaters. It was amazing. It's really good in theaters.
Yeah.
But hey. If you just love us that much and you don't care, just stick around.
Actually, no. Drop a like, then go watch the movie, then come back and watch
then
us.
Then come back, right. Yeah.
Definitely. But go watch in the theaters.
We'll be waiting.
This movie, the visuals and the graphics and the CGI, everything was amazing.
The soundtrack.
Amazing. It was great.
It was good.
The witty humor and dialogue.
So we'll be diving into this movie, even the post-credit scenes. So
yeah.
If you don't want to be spoiled on them, go watch the movie first, then come back. And do all that stuff.
And like we said, we're going to dive into these end credit scenes later on in this video.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're just our opinions. We probably, you know, hopefully we're right. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we have a pretty good idea of what we think happens and what we think is going to go on next. But, yeah, let's just dive into this movie. I mean, the whole premise of this movie is, like, it's one of my favorite premises. It's a father-son conflict type of thing.
Yeah.
Sure.
And it's a great origin story. The father found these rings back over 1,000 years ago. We don't know where yet. They suspect a tomb or a grave or something like that. They're
stories.
Like, we don't know where it was. He got these 10 rings. They're OP.
The 10 rings.
Yeah.
Right? So this is, like, the beginning of the movie is, like, a little exposition dump on who the 10 rings were, you know, because we saw them.
Well, it's not a person.
It's not a person. It's, like, an organization.
No. Well, yes
not
and no.
Not yet.
Because
before it was just 10 rings that were super OP, and the guy found it.
Because we saw them in Iron Man 1, remember?
Yes, that was the
yeah,
that was the
like
flag.
The
was what I'm talking about is the actual 10 rings.
Yeah, the actual 10 rings.
Yes, the actual 10 rings they found.
Yeah, sorry,
the Mandarin guy, he found them like 1,000 years ago and used them to basically conquer everything. And then I'm sure later in life, he, like 1,000 years later, he kind of just got bored with like taking over everything.
Well, they ran out
OP.
Of things to conquer.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, then he found a beautiful woman and settled down and had a kid. Two kids.
Two of them.
Daughter and a son.
Well, he found another thing to conquer, and then...
What was that, Nick?
I don't know.
Women.
Another dimension, I guess. I don't know. What's the
place
at?
Oh, yeah. He didn't... really want to conquer it, though.
Well, remember when he was explaining to Katie? He was explaining it to Katie because he was like, what's your name? And she was like, it's some Chinese name. I don't remember what it was. But he's just like, this is my backstory.
Yeah, he's basically like, oh, I've been called many things, and the Mandarin is one of them.
Right.
But apparently, according to Zach, he's not actually the Mandarin or something like that? Or?
I don't know, honestly, at this point.
Anyway.
There's been three so far that we can count for.
They're getting to the point where they're starting to separate a lot from, like, comic stuff, so.
Wasn't that one guy from Iron Man 3? Not the British dude, but the hot guy.
The Mandarin. Like,
which one?
The hot blonde guy. Like the literal hot guy who was like
the
fire dude.
Yeah, he was
Mandarin. He was the Mandarin, right?
And then also what's his name? I forgot his name.
So the Mandarin, the actor that played the Mandarin in Iron Man 3, wasn't it? It was 3, right?
Yeah.
Shows up in this movie. He appears in this movie.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, the actor dude, right?
Yes, the actor that played the Mandarin, the Mandarin that we've known from this point. He shows up later in the movie.
Mm. But anyway, what were we talking about before? We were talking about... Shang-Chi's mom.
Yeah, and she was basically the only one who could actually beat him in a fight.
Right.
And, you know, one thing led to another. They started, I guess, hanging out and then, you know...
Kissing and stuff.
And then, they had the two kids. And basically, it was actually kind of cool because he gave up his powers, the 10 rings, to essentially grow... Because the 10 rings were keeping him alive for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that. But he gave them up, and she gave up her powers, and they moved away, went and lived off at a very nice mansion place.
Yeah. Yeah.
But still, like, they gave up their power, and they wanted to raise their kids and have a normal life, and he wanted to grow old and die with her. And
normal life.
Yeah, it was a happy family. There was no mercenaries. There was no soldiers. It was just the family.
I mean, they are still living until the
I don't think they
rings.
Were.
What do you mean?
I'm pretty they no, were because, at the Ten Rings organization.
No, because when the wife was killed, no one was there to, like, you know, there's no army there. It was just her.
You're right.
It was just her, the kids, and the dad was out, like, I don't know what he's doing, but he was on a mission or something, like, or a trip or something like that.
Stuff.
Yeah, probably getting food or something.
The reason,
like that.
Getting crunked.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, school. I guess you're right. I guess when they were living together, they did give it up.
Yeah.
But the father's past still came back to haunt them.
Yeah, basically, when the mother died, the father, instead of, like, I guess, stepping up and becoming a, you know, trying to, like, comfort them, he even admitted, he was like, I lost control, I lost my way. I put on the 10 rings again, and I basically wanted to go and get, you know, blood for blood. What was the saying they said?
Blood debt is paid in
blood. Yeah, a blood debt is paid in blood or something like that. But yeah, basically he went and hunted down the people who murdered his wife, and
Shang-Chi watched as he murdered a ton of people.
Yeah, at then, 7 years old, right?
Yeah,
seven. They walked into a shawarma shop, and he just went ham.
Yeah, he found some of the soldiers that worked for the boss that ended up killing his wife.
Yeah,
he murdered them all in front of Shang-Chi, and the little Shang-Chi was just like.
And Shang-Chi was just doing the Fortnite dance in the background.
No.
Pretty much.
No.
Yeah. That's exactly how it went.
No.
Did you lose your train of thought?
That
threw him off.
That picture's just in my head.
That just threw him off.
He just, like, blows a
his
guy through the window.
His father is just like, goosh, goosh, goosh. And his son's just like,
get him, Dad.
Yeah, get him, Dad.
God.
Oh, yeah, that's my dad.
Fortnite kids. You know what the worst part is? That can be canon. Because, like, Fortnite is in the Marvel... No, because Fortnite's in the Marvel universe.
Oh, my
the world's
gosh.
Playing Fortnite.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
That's...
Epic. Well, I mean, Marvel is in Fortnite.
It is, but...
So, like, vice versa.
I don't care. Everything's in Fortnite. I'll
so
be
anyway,
getting a skin next year.
Shang-Chi is Fortnite dancing, and
no,
Big Mama Daddy is murdering everybody.
Okay, so, like...
And he's like, you gotta help me, son. Even though you're 12 years old,
stop.
You have to help me
stop.
Find the people
stop.
Who killed your mom.
Stop. Can we mute his mic?
Honestly, I... I'm just going to mute that whole segment because that was terrible.
Just mute him the whole time.
Nick, whenever you start explaining the story, you just start going on. You're like, so then this happened, and then this happened, and then this happened. And
but
then...
that's not the problem. The problem was he was talking about Shang-Chi Fortnite.
There's two wrongs here.
He actually did that.
No, like, he did not.
They can vouch for me because they saw the movie. It happened. Right?
Yeah, comment down below if you want to vouch.
Comment
for him,
down
please.
Below if you saw the
please.
Scene where
like,
Shang-Chi was Fortnite dancing.
Yeah, please.
Also, leave
I'd
like
to
if
hear
you
about
want to
it.
See this is Nick's last podcast.
You're gonna kick me off?
No,
impossible.
They
they're gonna kick
the three viewers.
If this
are...
video gets 15 likes, Nick will
this
never
video
come
gets
back.
15 views. Wait, I'm doing myself and.
yeah.
100 views. Take
anyways, back on topic.
Yeah, so
you know the whole thing plays out. You know, Shang-Chi runs away after he actually finds and kills the guy who actually killed his mother. He kills her, and then he doesn't want to go back home, so he runs away. Starts
he
a new life.
Did he? They eventually find the boss that killed
he
the kinda, wife.
He kind of like lingers around
send
that topic.
Shang-Chi when he was 14 off on a mission on his first mission to go and kill him.
Yeah.
But he never returned, because I thought he didn't kill the guy.
That's what he said at
first.
That's
what he set it up to look like.
Yeah, he said it at first. He was like, oh, I didn't kill him, so I felt ashamed, and I didn't want
to
go back and face him after doing that.
And he
was
talking to Katie, and he was talking to
yeah, but then we find out later that he's like, I killed the man. Or he's like, you're not the person who I think I am. I actually killed the guy.
He was ashamed because he thought his mother would not approve of the man he became.
Mm-hmm.
Because
and you knew he'd get worse if he went back.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I understand now. I wasn't really paying attention to that scene.
I don't think it would have been worse if he went back. I think he didn't go back because he was just ashamed.
No, I think
it would have definitely got worse if he went back. Because he would have been a trained assassin. Like,
he
fully
pretty much,
trained assassin.
He pretty much was, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it would have been worse in terms of, like, his relation with his father, though. Like, his father would just been like, good job, son. Let's go eat Cocoa Puffs.
So I have a question, though. So
that's what they...
throughout the film, it's shown that, like, Shang-Chi, like, especially in that bus fighting scene, in the transit bus fighting scene,
right.
He's, like when he punches these people, they're, like, flying back. It's not, like, a normal punch. They're not just, like, getting hit in the gut, like, ah, like, they're getting, like, flown back. And, like, he's able to, like, you know, jump around and, like, you know, really pack a punch.
Yeah.
And then when the guy
he
with
actually
the...
actually punches him that hard.
Cool fighting scenes as well.
Well, hear me out. What I'm saying is, like, the guy, even the guy with the chopped off arm, they're both wrestling, and he's like, he's literally holding the guy with the chopped off arm. Like, that dude's huge, and like, Shang-Chi is he's a big boy, but he's not like he's shredded, but he's not as big as that dude. So my question is, like, is he just naturally strong and doesn't like look that strong, or is he like?
I mean, you saw him with his shirt off.
Okay, yeah, but at the same time, you saw what that dude looked like.
Yeah.
The, like, one of the head, the Razor guy, Razor Fist. That's what they're calling him in here for some reason. Razor Fist.
I guess it did say it on his car.
Did it?
Razor Fist.
Okay, well, yeah, Razor Fist guy.
I don't know why he's called that. He doesn't have a Razor Fist.
So, yeah, was he...
He has a knife hand.
Like, so do they, like, is he getting, like, special, like, strength from his dad? His dad was so powerful for that many years when he, like, got into his genetics or something like that?
Possibly.
Or...
I mean, you gotta think both his mom and dad are very powerful.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
He has the blood in him from his mother... And
yeah, because
his mother has a different type of blood because she's from like a different.
Yeah,
and
they can like they're like airbenders
like
kind of some sorts.
Yeah,
some of them are.
Yeah, they're. I mean, yeah, they got powers from like gods. They said.
Yeah.
In the movie.
So maybe Shang-Chi
is God's country.
So he probably has blood of a. Of.
So
I don't know.
I'm assuming that he's like
he was trained. He's definitely pack a punch no matter what.
Oh, definitely. But the way he's like flinging these people back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He has some strength to him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the exact origin because the movie never really went into detail with that.
Yeah.
But, right.
You know, I'm assuming with the background that he has and with all the training he's had to him, he messes people up.
I think his strength equates to how much time you spend punching a log like he did.
He was denting that log pretty good.
If you want to punch people across the galaxy like Shang-Chi, Go start whittling on a log.
Giant wooden beam.
Go into the woods.
You could just like feel the pain when the kid's just.
To be fair,
adequately sized tree, and just start punching it.
People do
until
that.
Your fingers
they
break.
Do that. People do it, especially with their shins. They kick it a lot, so it obviously it doesn't break their shin, but it like it breaks it. It hurts the bone, and then when it grows back stronger. So what he was doing is he was, you know, repeatedly punching that pole, and I'm sure he did that for years.
It's like the same thing with like the drink a little bit of poison every day, and you become.
Oh, not well. I guess yeah. If you eat dirt consistently, you'd probably have a really strong immune system.
I guess
maybe.
But they also showed that scene where the guys were like beating him in the sides, the pole, and on the shoulders.
Yeah.
Deltoids.
That I mean, those are the scenes I'm talking about where it's just like it makes him that much stronger.
And he probably went through that for a good 7 years.
Isn't that how like Shaolin monks train or something?
Because I'm a Shaolin monk.
I can tell you.
I don't know.
Could
I
not
mean,
tell you.
Maybe. I don't think monks train like that at all. Aren't monks peaceful?
I guess. I don't know. I just remember watching a video of... Well, never mind. It's not important. Keep going.
It isn't. It really isn't.
Anywho,
we could talk about that that bus scene. It was just... It looked great.
Oh,
yeah. I loved it when he punched the guy
shots?
Out of the window.
Yeah, the shot... I remember the shot where it shows... It pans to the side of the bus and just shows him kicking through everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was great.
That was really cool. And especially the scene where he grabs Razor Fist, like, you know, Razor.
Yeah.
And they slice the bus through. Practically in half.
Oh, yeah. That was
that cool. was really cool. And that just, I don't know. That
because they're on some kind of transit.
Bruh. Thing. Oh, my mm-hmm. God. Dude, they ran over the I-8.
They did run over on a
they
BMW
ran over
I-8.
The I-8, dude.
So,
oh, my God.
Skipping to a little bit down the
rip
road.
Rip the I-8, bro. They just demolished that thing. That's
yes.
such a nice-looking car.
Yes,
have you ever
did.
Seen one?
Well, yeah, I saw it in the movie getting destroyed.
Like in real life?
Yeah, I've seen one in real life.
They're so cool.
They're very cool.
If I was standing there on set in real life, I probably would have cried.
Wait, run over my car instead, please.
Please,
I'll take this one.
Yeah, I mean, that was a lot of damage, too. I'm surprised they didn't, like, I don't know, it was just kind of after that scene ended, you never heard anything about it again.
Yeah.
Bro, I wonder what Dr. Phil had to say after that.
Your Dr. Phil.
Remember when Dr. Phil driving the garbage truck?
Do you want to talk about the movie, or do you want to talk about just
honestly,
random
dude.
Garbage?
I swear.
I'm talking about stuff relevant to the movie.
Yeah, what have we talked about? Dr.
Phil's driving
Dr.
the fucking
Phil,
garbage truck.
Monks. What else have we talked about? Cars? I mean, I guess that kind of
Fortnite?
Fortnite.
It's all right here. I'm just kidding.
So.
I'm depressed.
So. I mean, you guys pretty much, if you're watching this, hopefully you've watched the movie so far. You know how the end of the movie goes. You know, they pretty much go through, the dad, like, you know, captures them, but then he's like, welcome home, or whatever. He's like all happy, and then he throws them in jail, and then they escape, and then they go to the wonderful place where his mother is from, and then they find out that it's not actually the mother who is calling to the Mandarin father.
Right.
It's actually just these really demonic
Cthulhu.
Pretty much. Like it's like these demonic things behind a giant
soul sucker. That was an okay reference.
Yeah, they're like soul suckers. They're just kind of like they're like the dementors of
like dementors.
Harry Potter.
Flying.
It's like Harry Potter's
dementors. Harry Potter came flying in on the dragon.
But like in this one there's like a big mega one. But anyways, yeah, they're
mega dementor.
Yeah, pretty much. So they
so it's like it really sets up a story of like the villain isn't really even a villain.
It's like it's
yeah,
weird.
That's what I was gonna say.
Because
it's
the villain,
like, he just doesn't understand.
He's
misguided.
Under the, I mean, I'm sure the Ten Rings on him doesn't help because that's how they're communicating to him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they can communicate to him regardless, but they know he has the Ten Rings, and they know he can free them. So that's why they're communicating to him.
Right.
But it's like it's cool because it's like you know, you find, you okay, could, he's done some... You
could also feel bad for him.
Yeah.
As well as hate him.
Yeah, so the Mandarin, he's like, when we first went into the movie, we saw that he was doing some terrible things. Like, you know, he's just conquering everything because he can. He's OP. Like,
well, no, I mean, who wasn't conquering anything back then?
I mean, it's true, but they even mentioned, they're like, he could have used his rings for good, but he chose to use them to for his own, like, personal gain.
That was to gain wealth and power.
Exactly, and that's what he did. And so he had a pretty bad past where he pretty much just... You know, and he started the Ten Rings, the cult or whatever. Like
biggest terrorist organization in the world.
Yeah, and, you know, they showed it throughout time, like, you know, committing various acts.
It's
of like
very assassinating
public things. Literally, that was the whole...
influences on the whole, like, story of the MCU.
That's the whole enemy of literally Iron Man 3. So, yeah, he's done some pretty messed up things. But anyways, he kind of redeems himself when he meets this woman who turns out to be his wife. And, you know, he gives up his...
I mean, eventually.
Huh.
Well, yeah, eventually, I mean, he'll be his wife. He meets this woman that turned out to be his wife.
That's he met this woman who whooped his ass, and he was like, hubba hubba. And then they walk off.
It was a little cheesy when they did, like, when they're mid-fight, they did a slow-mo pan of he's like, you know.
I mean, it's like, kind of like, I don't know. Like, if they did without that, like, little slow-mo cheesy thing, like, and like then they just.
Could have been fine.
Yeah, why in the middle of the fight he's just like swinging?
I mean, I guess
you got to show the emotion.
It does
with
show
it.
That he, you know, is fond of her, I guess.
Yeah.
And then in a different scene later, it shows him coming back with like a picnic.
Yeah, and then they
eat apples.
Anyways, you know, he kind of redeems himself and he gives up that life. He says he doesn't want it anymore. He wants to grow old and he doesn't want to do any more bad and just wants to live his life with his family and kids and just, you know, die with his wife. But then his past catches up to him, and it ends up killing his wife, and then he goes back to his old ways. And basically, in the end of the story, it's not – it's like Thanos, kind of. Like, Thanos, like, he wanted to eliminate half the universe because he wanted
for
to keep people –
for a good reason.
For a good reason. He didn't want to do it because he was cruel. He wanted to do it because of everybody going to go into poverty, and there's going
to
be too much –
How does that relate to this movie?
Well, hear me out.
Because
Thanos,
they're
like,
not really a villain.
Yeah, and, like, some movies, like take for instance like Justice League, the villain in there, the Darkseid and his like Steppenforth or whatever, he's just pure evil.
Steppenwolf.
He just wants to conquer everything.
They just want to conquer everything and destroy the earth. But why not? In this movie, the Mandarin, the father, like in the end, he's not exactly like a bad dude.
He never really was bad. Just, you know.
He's
still an antagonist though, right?
Of course, but he's trying to. He's not doing, like, stuff because, oh, like, he was like, yeah, let's burn this place to the ground. But he was really just doing that as a diversion to get to the place so he can free his wife because he was under the impression his wife was trapped in that place.
He was under the impression that the people of that place were evil because the reason why his wife was trapped behind that door is because they did it.
Yeah,
they
put
her behind the door.
That's
what he thought.
Yeah,
they're punishing her for leaving.
It's cool because it gets us conflicted. Like, okay, do I like not like this guy, or am I like rooting for this guy or against this guy? Like, in the whole fight between the son and the father, like, I'm like, I don't know who I'm rooting for because I like them both. They're both fighting for like a good.
I mean, I feel like at the end you know who you're rooting for. I like you're rooting for Shang-Chi.
Yeah,
because you know the truth.
Yeah, but you know that the father is. Isn't doing it because he's a bad person. Right. He's doing it because he wants to free his wife.
It makes you feel sympathetic for him.
Yeah,
but I don't think anybody's rooting.
I like
for
it though because at the beginning, know. Like you said, we don't know that he's just being led on by some mystical creature, and we actually feel bad for him. That like his reason for doing so was kind of
plot twist. So we're like, maybe the village people were evil, and she was behind the door.
Then they introduce a dramatic irony, which is it's not actually his wife. It's this demented creature that wants to destroy both their dimensions. And then we're oh, man, he is being led astray, and he's going to let this creature out. But we can't tell him that. He doesn't know, you know?
Well, he tried to. Shang-Chi tried to tell
him. Yeah, he tried to tell him, and he was just like...
I thought it was pretty obvious once the monsters started coming out and, like, kind of killing people.
I'm not sure if he realized exactly, but... I think he was just so focused on getting that door down.
I mean, I thought once the monsters come out, it was a little...
That's obvious, true. When they were fighting, I'm sure he had to have seen monsters flying out of them.
Do you think he made that connection, like, when he was getting his soul sucked? He was like,
No, he definitely made that before.
Oh, that's not my
when
wife.
When he saved his
son. Oh, yeah. Well, when the giant dragon thing came out, he knew he was wrong.
Yeah.
He instantly knew.
So, before we talk about that, though, like...
Right, before.
Let me just say, like, I love how they actually incorporated that into this movie. Like, there's a big...
Yeah.
There's a huge enemy behind a door that can come into the movie and, like, you know, add an interesting twist.
All the build-up for it was great.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like...
It was awesome.
Are they actually going to release it?
Like, I know, okay.
You kind of wanted it to happen.
So, let me compare that to...
And they're saying it could just destroy all of humanity.
What I was talking to you about earlier before I got cut off by the end credits scene. In Justice League, what I didn't like is, like, this whole time... the Snyder's Cut, I'm not sure if it was in, like, their original one, but in the Snyder's Cut, they were trying to get the three cubes, put them together, the Unity or whatever, and get, Darkseid.
Yeah.
So Darkseid could come onto the Earth and finally, like, you know, have another war with them and, you know, try and beat them, and so he can get, like, the equation of, like, death or whatever the heck it was.
The anti-life equation.
The anti-life equation, yeah. So, and that, they, like...
DC crap.
Yeah, they... They like tease that the whole time. They even got the portal open. He's standing there, and then at the last second they close it, and then that's the end of the movie. That's the resolution. But then in that
sounds awful.
Yeah, it's like they like build it up for this like awesome thing. But then even worse is I think he actually like gets on to the planet. But when he steps on the planet, everything just blows up. So I guess he just automatically
won. No, he doesn't even walk out of the portal.
Yeah, like the portal
opens.
He just
kind of stands there and is watching, and he's like, "Good work, Steppenwolf. Now our armies can." And he's just watching Steppenwolf's head roll into the portal.
Yeah, but basically he's like,
"Oh, I guess we failed. I guess we'll go home."
Basically, he just magically knows the equation of death or whatever, the anti-life equation, and then like the whole Earth just gets decimated in like a you know a fraction of a second, and then
sounds like a freaking, DC thing.
Yeah, and then the Flash is like, "I gotta run fast into back of time, or back in time." So he runs back in time, and then goes and like does something, and then it saves the world. That's just it's stupid.
Yeah, that sounds.
There's
like
there's no army fight. It's just they're fighting this stupid one guy named Steppenwolf. And
that just sounds like an easy way out of writing.
It sucked. I did not like. I was like, dude, I want this enemy to be released. I want it to be like super cool. But in this movie, I was like, okay, I want these like Death Eater things to get released, so it introduces another enemy into the movie, and they did it. This awesome freaking
and
huge
it was like
Death Eater thing.
Scary.
It was.
They were like, your weapons aren't going to work against these things, and they're like, I don't believe you. And then they actually start attacking them, and you just see their weapons go right through their bodies.
Dude,
and
it was. It was cool.
Gross looking.
It was so cool. It was such a good twist and like an extra like enemy they could bring to the movie.
And I like how it's like, yeah, the only way to affect them is using dragon scales.
Yeah.
And it was like,
and then the dragon, yeah.
Major vibes of like Monster Hunter stuff.
It was so cool. And then, yeah, the dragon coming out of the water and like, you know, helping them out or whatever.
And none of it looked cheesy because it all looked great.
Yeah, when we say this like, oh, dragons and stuff. No, it was great.
Except... I cannot forgive the CGI trucks that we saw at the Ten Rings compound. Are you doing, Marvel? What was that?
What are you talking about?
Okay, so remember when they got captured and they're being brought to... They're bringing...
Shang-Chi.
We're going to get in so much trouble with mispronouncing these names. But anyway, they come to the compound.
It's Shang-Chi.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying Shang-Chi. I was saying Shang-Chi.
That's the American way to say it.
But anyway, they go to the compound, and the Mandarin's like, "Everyone, my son is home," and they all bow.
Right.
Before that, you can see these trucks coming out of the garage, and they're the grossest CGI shit you've ever seen.
I'm sorry I wasn't looking at the garage.
Yeah.
It was
I kind of noticed it, but
it
I
was
like
they were glitchy, too. I don't know.
Yeah, because nobody was probably looking at that.
But still, why was it on picture then?
I don't know.
Like there was
to add background.
Right.
Anyway,
we do cool
monster.
We do
cool
have CGI to talk monster. About something kind of disturbing. That kind of pissed me off a lot.
What?
So that one scene where the big
you gotta talk about how the monster dies.
What?
How the monster
how
gets
it
like
starts
struck.
To go down.
Yeah. So basically, God,
this is the only problem I had with this.
This
movie.
Is like the one freaking.
It's not even
how the monster died.
About?
Just listen. Hear me out.
I'm
go
glad
with it.
It's not how the
Shush.
Monster died. I'm so happy it's
okay.
not how he died.
Basically, this
is
the scene where the monster's like has the dragon tied up and he's like trying to suck the soul out of
him. Off.
And so basically, the elder like archer guy,
yeah.
and the girl, what's it? Katie, the elder archer guy, and Katie. are standing next to each other.
The main side character that's kind of been there the whole time, but doesn't have any powers at all.
But she could shoot a bow for, she's learned
she,
in a day.
She learned how to shoot a bow.
In a day's time.
In a day.
Yeah. So basically, he's so like, oh, good. He's like, he looks, he's like, oh, I see a weakness. If we shoot our dragon like bow into the neck of the soul
aim
eater.
Aim for the neck.
Yeah. And then we can, and then like before he can like finish the sentence, he's cut off because one of the like little soul eaters comes and grabs him. And what does it do?
And then it sucks him off.
It sits there. It just holds him in the air like right in front of Katie.
It sucks him off for a good 30 seconds.
Dude, right?
And she's just sitting like,
yeah, right from Katie, who's holding a bow and arrow in her hand. He's the monster's just sitting there, sucking the soul out of this dude, and she's just sitting there like, oh my god.
And then dude's like,
it's happening.
Help me.
He's sitting there getting his soul eaten, and she's just sitting there staring at him. they literally took a good 10 seconds to show you that the monster's sucking the soul out of this. Out of the grand archer dude, and she's just staring at him. Like, use your bow and arrow and shoot him.
I don't know if I can hit that shot from
shoot
that
him. What are you doing? And then like 2 seconds later, she's like, oh, I have a great idea. I'm gonna use the bow and arrow. And she pulls it back and she shoots the freaking dragon thing in the throat and hits him right on. It's like, what? Why couldn't you use that accuracy to hit the freaking thing that's sucking
it went,
the soul
the arrow hit
out
the
of the
dragon so hard, bro.
Dude.
It was like, oh my god, bro.
Why couldn't have she used the freaking bow to kill the little soul sucker that was sucking off the freaking Grandmaster guy?
Dude.
Why?
She's like the movie,
it was so
she's
derpy.
She's a budget Hawkeye.
Now, how would you think about this? What if, okay, yeah, what if, right? So that's how it actually happened. I think it would have been better if she had her redeeming, or not even a redeeming moment, just a moment of her being kind of cool and like saving the old man, and then the old man shoots the arrow through the monster.
Yeah. Or they both do
Would
it.
Would that be better?
Or she uses one of the 5 freaking arrows that she has, or one of the 50 arrows that she has, shoots one, saves the guy, and then shoots another and shoots the guy, shoots the monster in the throat. That would have been cool too.
This would be the cool scene.
But no, she had to just sit there and watch him get sucked off by a freaking floating demon
right
thing.
Here. Yeah. She shoots the little Dementor guy and saves the old man. Then they both shoot arrows into the monster's neck, like a little team up kind of scene. And he's like, you've come a long way, my apprentice. And she's like,
it's been a day.
Thanks, Grandpa.
It's been 1 day.
But no.
No, she just sat there and watched him get sucked off. Why did they do that? Why did they do that?
Half the people there did the same thing. Like, these people are getting sucked up, it takes like at least 10 seconds for their souls to leave their bodies. And everyone around the people are just like, oh my gosh, she's dying. We could shoot him, but it'd be more interesting for the plot if we just act surprised.
Can we please have the start just start off with Jack being like, she had to sit there and watch him get sucked off.
I'll put something in there.
That's
like
how
that.
It starts.
Oh my god.
Shang-Chi.
That
it was a great movie.
I just had to get that out of my system. That was going after the sucker.
That was the only problem I think I had with the whole
everything
film.
Else was great.
It was a
just
great
that one film. Why'd she have to just okay, I've already expressed it.
It reminded me like, really as I was watching yeah, as I was watching that scene, it just gave me major like Rose vibes from Star Wars.
Oh my god.
It was just like this side character that like nobody wants.
No, I liked her. I liked her.
I did like the side character, but she shouldn't be landing. Like a you know, they were losing,
I mean,
and then she's the reason they all started winning.
I mean,
now if it ended that way and that's how she like she just kills the monster like that, it would have been even worse than it.
Oh, I
was
the same person, right?
And that's what I was thinking, sitting there watching it. I'm like, is that really how they're going to kill the monster?
This is...
But then, you know, Shang-Chi does all the other stuff, and it
oh, the way they killed the monster was
freaking
amazing.
Can I just mention really quick?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Katie is the same person who said maybe 5 scenes before, I love how you guys are so, like, committed to one thing and get really, really good at it. I could never do that. I am always just average at everything. And once I get good at something, I move on because I'm bored. And then she fucking just no-scopes the giant monster.
360 no-scope.
I'm pretty sure that was the whole point of her character, to just do something.
Yeah, I guess.
Like,
I don't know. That's how felt so out of place.
Dude, that was...
Oh, God, the dragon looks so good.
Oh, the dragon looked good. The Death Eater people, the Soul Eater people, yeah, they looked amazing.
Yeah.
They looked amazing.
And then, like, all the... What is that place called? Did they even say it?
They said what, the it, place they were? Remember.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the, like a two something or...
Yeah. Antamoa or something. I don't know.
But all the, like, little creatures in there, they're all cool.
It was
like,
awesome.
Like the nine-tailed fox.
Bro, yeah. I leaned those over and I was cool. Like, yo, it's Naruto with the nine-tailed foxes. I'm and like, yo.
Pokemon.
It was yeah, it's the Pokemon.
Or you could say it's Korean.
It had those weird horses that they looked cool as well. And yeah. They weren't doing anything.
They're like, it was awesome.
I leaned over to Zach and I was like, yo, bro, it's Kieran from Monster Hunter.
It was like someone's imagination just went wild with those. Yeah, and it was great. It made great like creatures.
And then you had the butter dogs.
Butter dog? Oh, the little like things.
Dogs with the butterfly wings.
Yeah, Morris.
Yeah.
Morris.
The what? Morris, yeah.
Wasn't that one called Morris?
Yeah. Those are cool.
As soon as I saw them, I was just thinking, I couldn't stop thinking, butter dog, dog with the butter.
And then also the lion things.
Oh, God.
The lion looking things. Those things look badass.
And then when they used them to fight, so they like armored them up with dragon scales. And then I remember a guy came up and stabbed it, and it just looked at it, whacked it.
Oh, my God, that was awesome.
I'm like, this is what I want to see.
That was awesome.
And glad, I think Marvel did it really well to where they added a kind of fantasy world without it being cheesy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it was great. Awesome.
And it's just another, it was great. It's another like Asgard. It's another off-world
mystical kind of place. Yeah. You know, it was like, super cool.
I'm just going to name some city type, like other world things that they've done good.
Oh,
Asgard. Yeah. Wakanda.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This one for sure. What others? I'm trying to think. Those three.
Every planet, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy nails it too.
The Eternals will, talk about like the Celestials more.
Oh, that's going to be so cool.
That would be cool.
We'll talk about that later when it ties in with like the end credit scene and stuff. But,
one thing I also wanted to say, finally not a superhero movie based off in New York.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was San Francisco.
It's true.
And I like how it was based in San Francisco because of the, you know, I mean, they had, like, what, Big Hero 6 there?
Mm-hmm.
And they just have that kind of, that vibe that they needed for this movie there.
I'm trying to think. You could count the number of, like, Marvel movies taking place in New York on both your hands.
Yeah, because there's a ton of them. I mean... Because they had to build it off in New York because that's where Stark Tower is and that's where all those Avengers
Spider-Man
stuff
is.
Spider-Man
is. Captain
more
America
Brooklyn,
gets woken but, up in as he's from Brooklyn.
In the area.
In Queens.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, it's like they're never going to have a superhero from, like, Florida. Like, what
he's
is going to be in
Florida
Miami?
Florida Man.
Yeah, he's the Florida Man.
Florida Man.
And Florida Man is everywhere.
He throws alligators at people.
He has a pet alligator. He brings it into Walmart.
Yeah. Can we talk about something funny though?
What?
All right, before I say this, I think they did a really good job with like the comedy, like because, in the previous podcast I was talking about like in some movies they've added way too much comedy where it should be more serious.
Sometimes it hits, sometimes it misses.
Some movies like the first Thor where it's like just way too freaking serious. It's just not funny at all or whatever. You're just like, yeah, it's serious and boring.
Yeah.
This movie, I thought it did a really good blend.
It did do
of
a good job.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Comedy and seriousness.
There's like, only one point I could kind of remember where I was like, can we not do this right now?
Which
and
was that?
That was the airplane one. Where they were going through his whole backstory and then like the flight attendant interrupts them asking for like, and I feel like that scene just went on a little too long.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
Like, I mean, it was funny, but it was like,
it was funny. It was funny. But then I was kind of like,
I kind of wanted
to hear the backstory.
Yeah. I love backstories and it's like, it's kind of just interrupt, but then it,
like,
okay.
You're vegetarian.
But no, it fixed it later on when, Shang-Chi and Katie were sitting down on the dock the night before the fight,
right, yeah,
or on the rocks or whatever, and he was like, you know, like, let me tell you what actually happened. And like where it ended off is like with, where it cut off at the fight scene, which actually makes sense.
Yeah.
Is where he was about to say like, you know, what he was going off on that mission for and like what his dad told him last.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it cut off before that could happen, and we're all like, what the heck? And then it continued it later. He's like, my dad told me that, you know, my mission is to go kill the guy who killed my mother. And that's what I went and did.
Yeah, it's the unique thing about this movie is that it flashes back a lot. And usually in movies where it has a ton of flashbacks, it tends to get really confusing and just not entertaining. But I think this movie did it really well. Every time there's a flashback, it really nailed something that needed to happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think they.
But you don't think it over relied on flashbacks?
Oh, not at all. No, I think the fight scenes were really good, and like, okay. I don't think there's any like filler type in the movie at all.
No, I love the flashbacks. I love the actual story. Like, I'll get to my rating later, but that was just that
one thing
was great.
They did kind of advocate throughout the movie. I wouldn't say advocate, but a theme that I picked up from the movie was that, the father's like obsession with the rings and the power it gives him,
mm-hmm.
was bad, right?
Yeah.
And right. Shang-Chi was even like, you know, because of these rings, my mom is dead. And then later in the fight, when they're fighting at the end, and Shang-Chi starts using the rings, at the very end of their fight, he kind of just like throws the rings to the floor instead of using
them
on his father.
To hurt his father.
Like, right. Yes, I was really hoping he was going to do that because
it
would just tied. It was put a nice bow on that overlying
and then,
theme.
Yeah. And then even the father dying, like that was like it worked. It was like it was a good death because, you know, when he died, he was like he basically they realized like he threw the rings to the side, and he was like, Dad, like. She's not in there. Like, I wish she was, but she's not in there. It was, like, a really sad scene. He was like, you know I have to do this because I think she's still in there. And then the big monster came out, and they both realized – or not both, but he realized that he's like, she's not in there. I got
tricked. I should have listened to my son.
But then
– The big
but
monster
then,
comes out, and he's just like, mother.
But yeah, but then he – you know, he kind of, like, redeems himself a little bit, like, with the son, where he's like, okay, I realize I'm wrong, and then the monster's about to attack us. So he puts back on the rings – you know, boosts towards, saves his son from getting, saves himself and his son from getting eaten by the monster. Mm-hmm.
And then he hands the rings off to his son.
Well, he gets, he gets taken, like, you know, they get up and then he gets snatched up by the monster or whatever. And his soul's starting to get, like, sucked out. And he's like, you know, he puts his hands forward and he, like, the rings, like, fly off and fly into the sun. He's like, it was such a good ending. It was such a good, like.
And that was a nice tie off to another flashback that they had. It was like, if you want to inherit these rings from me, you have to prove to me that you're strong enough.
Yeah, and it was such a it was kind of emotional, you know, that scene.
Oh,
like that,
definitely.
Like, just sitting there watching, like, holy shit, like that
and
was a really
like, and that's
good.
Like the main antagonist throughout the whole thing.
Like the father's dying, loving his son, like thinking his son, like, you know, forgiving his son, and like, you know, not, you know, thinking he's a disappointment or anything like that.
And
like
he still
did before.
Gets to pass on the rings to him, like he always wanted to.
Yeah. It was the best.
Talking about emotional scenes, I just wanted to go right before that happened. I'm pretty sure it was before he got pushed into the water in front of the dragon, that like first kind of fight.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah.
I remember he was like, he said something that really got me. It was like, even if mom is behind that door, what makes you think that?
Oh yeah,
she'd want to even see.
Yeah,
you.
And he got pissed
like,
off and
after
punched him
doing
in the water.
All of that, and it was just like that is like the truest thing you could have told him.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And then it pissed him off. And
well, to be
him in
fair,
water.
In the very beginning, like when they first met, obviously, like you know, I'm sure she knew what kind of person he was before.
Right.
Like,
and she even said herself, she was surprised she fell in love with this man.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But she eventually did because love's weird.
Yeah,
is this love?
Stop, please. Stop.
Sorry, we brought something up that Nick will never find.
On a dark desert highway.
All right.
He found love with
cool
himself.
Windy in my hair.
Can we talk about, though, it's kind of funny.
Can we talk about how big the Mandarin soul is?
Can we talk about how...
sucked off by the entire fucking Cthulhu dragon?
What are you talking about?
It took the entire Cthulhu dragon to suck off the Mandarin soul.
I'm sure
it was
one of the
slow-mo.
Little... Yeah, it was slow-mo.
That was still pretty long for slow-mo.
I do not get her.
If it was one of the little dudes, it would have taken at least 10 minutes to suck him off.
Anyways, can we talk about how, like, you know the scene where they, like, stole the car, stole the BMW, and then drove, and then, like, made it into the place with the BMW?
Yeah.
That was basically just a BMW commercial.
Oh, this whole movie's a BMW commercial. Dude, do you not know how many BMWs we've seen in that movie?
Dude, straight up, they freaking BMW through freaking hell.
Yeah, have you seen the What If BMW thing?
I can't remember. That's my phone. Nick is calling me. Should I?
Oh, wow.
Our editor. Phone call on the podcast?
Hey, Nick, we're on the podcast right now. Say what's up.
Never mind.
Say what's up.
My car's dead.
Say what?
Oh, what?
Say what's up.
Good luck, loser.
What's up?
Okay. Nick's car's dead, everybody. Sorry.
We're not stopping.
Are you at your work?
I'm at my job.
All right, well.
Okay. Yeah, so our editor is having car problems.
I'm sorry.
We're not going to
Yeah, we're still in the middle of the podcast. I mean, I'll call you back when we're done here, and if you're still there, then I'll come, but. All right. Okay.
What were we even talking about? That got me really off guard.
Okay. We're talking about the BMWs. How was a BMW movie. Commercial?
Oh, really? You know what we saw before they introduced Shang-Chi and Katie? A BMW.
Dude, they got chased through like a mystical forest of bamboo. And then the forest. BMW. Okay.
Maybe you want to buy a BMW.
Let me just mention this. In the very like beginning, when the manager was trying to find the place, and he was in like the cars or whatever that was going to find the place, and the jungle was like closing in on them.
Right.
The jungle like pretty much just like destroyed one of the cars.
Right.
Like it just ate it and destroyed it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one it sent flying off the cliff or whatever.
Yeah.
And then this one, the jungle again, it closed itself around the BMW. So kind of what it did with the last one. So essentially, we can assume that it ate it literally like.
Right.
Sandwich the car.
What are you trying to say, Jack?
Well, then we see in 2 seconds, BMW is like, yeah. It just smashes right through.
The power to BMW.
2021 BMWs are immune to bamboo.
I guess that's what this movie's saying. I guess you'd be like, oh, Jack, it has
the first one was a 2020 BMW.
I'm sold.
The second one was a 2021.
Oh, Jack, it has a front bumper on it because you see that metal bumper. That wouldn't do crap. Those cars they drew before there had metal bumper. Yeah, I was like, okay, that was just stupid. And then they went through and gave the car a car wash through that waterfall.
I don't think this movie went 10. I don't think this movie went 5 minutes. No, I'd say 10 minutes. It's more realistic. This movie didn't go 10 minutes without putting a BMW in it.
Okay, that's not
true at all.
No, it's true.
I mean, every scene where there was like cars, it was usually
it was a BMW. There was, like, kind of a car other than a bus. It was
the bus was a BMW.
But there's
the bus ran over a BMW i8, like I was crying about earlier.
I wasn't.
What are you talking about though? And what if though? Like the BMW.
There was just I saw an ad on Instagram, like Marvel posted it. And it just had, like, all the what-if characters, like, in a BMW just driving around.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Like Captain Carter was there, and they're
not even trying
off,
to hide it.
They're fighting off, like, Ultron bots. And then, like, in here comes Thor, swinging Monolier, hanging outside of a BMW, just killing a bunch of, like, Ultron bots. And that was, like, buy this car. It was just that was it. That was the ad.
Hey,
it's like
I'm Thor, God of Thunder.
But think about that with what if's like style of art. How long do you think that commercial took to make? Because it was in the what if art style.
Yeah,
that probably took months to make.
Probably yeah.
For a little like car commercial.
How long do you think it took to make that Taco Bell commercial, like the anime Taco Bell commercial?
What are you talking about? I know what you're talking about, but how is this relevant?
I do know what
it's
he's
relevant,
talking about,
because remember when they ate at Taco Bell?
Yes.
Probably not.
No, they did not eat at Taco Bell. I swear.
I think we're past the hour limit. Oh, wait, no, we're not.
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
We're fine. We're chilling.
What are you doing?
We're chilling.
All right, so I just had to get that out there. You know how it smashed through the bamboo, and it's like they're all stopped. They're like, oh. They're like, go through the waterfall now. And they're like, okay. And the BMW is just like, okay. And it's just moving ever happened. Like,
they take the car.
That wouldn't happen in real life.
They take the car through the portal. And they're like, now there's a car in this other world. I'm just like, I'm surprised the like people
there
even knew what a car was.
Yeah.
They're like, get back in your car and leave. And
apparently,
I'm like, he knows what a car is.
Put it in drive and put it in reverse and put on your blinkers.
Apparently, they were very advanced in their civilizations, so maybe they had something
they
like
lasted
it.
A lot
they had
longer.
Cars without wheels.
So yeah, that I don't know that. Let's talk about that.
Did
talk about that.
Just talk about that. What do we want? What do you want to talk about?
That scene right before they pretty much like let the big like dragon or not dragon the big bad Death Eater looking thing out.
They drove it on BMWs.
No, where the son and the father are fighting or whatever. Just how like that was such a good scene right there.
Huh.
Or they're like duking it out or whatever.
Oh my
and
God.
Then the
like when the rings change color and like you could tell when Shang-Chi has them.
Yeah, and they start like they slow down. They start like because he's using like the thing that his aunt taught him. Like,
yeah.
You know, to like control like the magic power that maybe like airbending. Who knows? The rings are like, all right, like, you know, we're switching over to you now or whatever.
It was kind of like another Harry Potter standoff when each of them had five. And it was kind of like, you know, Voldemort has like a red thing and like,
yeah.
Harry had like a green one or something. And they like either at a standoff. And it was kind of like that with Shang-Chi and the Mandarin.
Yeah, pretty much. They got to that point where they're like sitting there with like the rings.
They each have five rings tied to each other and like. Shang-Chi's is like orangish yellow and the Mandarin's is like electric blue.
It felt like I was watching a lightsaber fight, but with rings.
It was cool. I don't think I've ever seen any kind of fighting like that just because the weapon's so unique. And
yeah,
it's rings.
I loved how.
So they had different entrails or like trails on their rings. So Shang-Chi's were like a very controlled yellow.
That's what I just said.
Thing. And then you did?
Yes.
And then Mandarin was like the lightning, electric, chaotic blue.
Just said that.
No way. What happened?
We don't even have to back up because if you're on YouTube, you could literally go back less
than
20 seconds.
You can just bleep out 10 seconds of me talking. It's not relevant at all.
Oh, we could bleep out a lot more than 10 seconds.
No, what are you talking about?
It was a cool.
That was such a cool
it.
Scene.
It
then he great. Finally, you know, Shang-Chi got control over
all ten rings. And then him with all
ten
he rings
had the power
walking out of the smoke. Mm-hmm. That shot was great. It's one of those shots that makes your nipples hard.
It was really funny because he shot the rings at Shang-Chi. Like, and
that's not what got hard.
He shot the rings at Shang-Chi and he comes out of the smoke with all ten. He's like, oh boy, now I gotta flame you.
And he had the power to. I don't know if that would kill him because that's what the mother did to him in the first place. Like she had that same thing, the ball of all of them, and then shot it back at him. He basically just went back onto his hands and he just flew into a tree.
Yeah, well, they went into his hands.
It would hurt.
Oh wait, yeah.
But it would probably hurt him a lot. It definitely like Shang-Chi won that fight at that moment.
Definitely,
like, he won it. And then he decided, you know, he threw him to the ground. He's like,
you're not really the villain here.
I understand what you're doing.
And it would be wrong to kill him. I think, like, because at one point in the movie, he, you know, when they're sitting talking to each other by the water, he's like, I know I have to kill my father now. And I think the growth from after that point was, like, him learning that he shouldn't kill his father. Like,
it kind of taught me that, like, the father wasn't truly just going to that place because he wanted to just burn to the ground.
Right.
He was going to that place because he just wanted to free his wife.
He was just upset, I feel like.
Yeah.
His anger was maybe a little modified by the rings.
Yeah, he went crazy and, like, desperate for, like, over 17 years.
Kind of like with people who take, like, the super soldier serum.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it heightens their good or their bad.
And it's like, yeah, it heightens your every emotion, which includes anger and, like, hate, you know.
That's why the new Cap split that guy's chest cavity with his shield.
Yes, I know. I thought you meant new Cap as in like Sam Wilson.
Throwback.
But yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
The other one, the less liked one.
You guys want to talk about the ending cutscenes now?
We can get to that.
Scenes.
So for any of you, I mean, obviously you guys probably all watched.
I wanted to talk about one more thing.
If not, we have.
Yeah, go ahead.
It was not anything really major. It was just like the costume designer I think did really great for this movie.
You mean like Shang-Chi's costume?
Yeah, like when he got his costume, I thought it looked really cool.
Yeah.
Like the dragon scale, everything dragon scale, like when it went from weapons to like the arrows and then their armor, it just all looked really cool.
Oh, it was awesome.
There's like this glowing red kind of thing and it's like, especially when Razor Fist, he cuts off the normal sword and he gets
a
dragon scale sword.
I thought that
I'm
was
like,
so cool.
He's looks awesome now.
It's like upgrade. It's
like definitely
time.
Upgrade.
That was so funny though when they were like, the Death Eater things come out and they're like the people who live there are like, we need to work together to destroy them.
Razor
Fist
we
is
talked
like,
about that.
Razor Fist is like, no, we didn't. He's like,
I was like,
You can't damage them with your weapons. And we did. Oh, say I don't that. Believe yeah, it. I don't believe that. You. And then they start getting their souls sucked.
Okay, never mind. Sorry, I said anything.
Yeah. Screw degenerate. You, Jack.
My bad. I'm
just kidding.
That was funny though.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, I'm glad they did end up working together instead of just being kind of like stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good.
And the whole like the whole visuals and just like the shots, yeah, the different camera angles, the cinematography of that whole place and scene.
Oh yeah, it made me want to go there.
I know, like, in real life. It was like what in Avatar, the place in Avatar.
Yeah.
Pandora.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to go there so bad. Such a cool place.
I mean, want to be blue.
But it was a cool place, though. Like, yeah, the way they filmed everything back in, like, what, 2009 is when they did that? It was nuts.
It was ahead of its time. Ahead of its time.
No, it was not one. Was I remember when it came out.
2009. Yeah, you got it right. 2009. Right.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm thinking
of. Yeah, but it was just like that. It was, like, just this mystical, cool place.
Yeah.
I was like, this is awesome.
Made me want to go there. I mean, I'd never swim in that water, ever. With a freaking dragon, kind of.
It's a friendly dragon. This is a good dragon.
Friendly dragon or not, that freaking thing is huge. It's like that. What's that underwater fear called? Like what? You're afraid of the water or something like that?
Oh,
or
like what's in it?
It's not Subnautica.
Subnautica.
I know what you're saying.
Something phobia. Your fear of large objects underwater.
Something. Yeah, I don't know.
I remember watching Twitch clips of that. Some guy had like that fear, and he was just going through Reddit of these pictures.
Sure everyone has
and literally barfing. He was literally barfing into a garbage can, and it was like a picture of like a sunken ship, and you can see the giant propeller. And the dude was just like, "Oh no," and just cacking up. Acting. It was hilarious. Yeah.
So let's break down that end credit scene now.
End credit scene.
Let's talk about that.
Before the end credits scene, we can talk about like the end of the movie because the end of the movie goes into the end credits scene.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Keep going.
All right, I'm keeping going.
So I didn't want that thing to fall.
Basically, the end of the movie has Shang-Chi and Katie both bragging to like their friends in the same bar that they were in like the beginning.
Wait, can we? Keep going. Can we talk about how I made half the movie theater laugh when Wong entered the picture?
No.
No?
How did you make half the movie theater laugh?
You guys don't remember? Okay, so he's coming out and he's calling his name. He's like, Shang-Chi! Shang-Chi! I just say like, attendance?
Everybody I don't like remember fucking, you saying that at all, dude. And I was sitting right next to you.
Everyone, like, I heard at least like 12 people laugh. It was so funny. They're all, it was all the
Are
people
Are you sure they weren't laughing at him saying present?
Did he say that?
Yes, he's like, present.
I must have said it at the exact same time.
I think
I didn't hear him say present.
Yourself that you thought you
made. Anyways, I thought I was the funniest thing ever. Nobody was
laughing. Continue like, the end of the movie.
He's calling attendance, guys, and everyone's like, "Ha ha!" Why?
So yeah, he kind of just spoiled it, but yeah, Wong shows up.
Yeah, he's like, "Hey, I want."
The portal Shang-Chi. Opens. I thought it was gonna be strange, but Wong shows up, and then he's kind of like, "Shang-Chi, where's Shang-Chi?" And then he's kind of like. Hello.
Right here.
He's like, come with me. I need you to talk about a lot. And he's like, you come too. And he points to Katie. And they, you know, their friends are like dumbfounded because they didn't believe them about the story
like,
they just
so
told.
So you're telling me you fought dragons and with rings?
I find it hard that they wouldn't
and
believe
And a week
them.
Ago, you parked cars. And then Wong shows up and he's like, yeah, they fucking did that.
I don't understand how they wouldn't believe him, though, because literally maybe like 2 months ago, half of the universe got blipped out of existence by magic crystals.
I mean, it would be the same thing. Like, what if Nick and Alex from the podcast came up to us and they were like, yeah, I just went to outer space and fought these alien space creatures.
Yeah, because rings. We're grounded in real life. They're grounded in like mystic arts and weird science.
Right. But it's still your friends. It's like, I feel like, it's still kind of hard to believe, like, things that happen to you or your friends, like, people close to you.
Sure, I guess,
you just don't expect it, you know? I mean, it's like if I said my best friend was, like, LeBron James. Like, none of you would believe that until I get LeBron on the podcast.
You're a very honest person, Zach. I would believe you.
Yeah, well, that's a lie.
I think I would ask you to introduce me to LeBron James so I could critique him on his acting in Space Jam.
All right, okay. Enough with that.
You know, people are just like, why are they talking about LeBron? Please get to the fucking point. Anyways, yeah, so Wong shows up, tells them to come with them. They walk through the portal, and the portal closes, movie ends. And then, it, you know,
the right after that. The first end credit scene.
Yeah, so this the first end credit scene happens literally right after they walk through that portal, I guess. It starts right from there. It shows Wong kind of examining the rings. They're asking him questions. And right next to them is a hologram of Bruce Banner. Not in Professor Hulk form. He's in his Bruce Banner form.
Wearing an arm cast.
Yeah, an arm cast of what happened, obviously, after Endgame.
Yep. So that kind of that helps confirm this is like way after.
Yeah, this is after Endgame
and everything. After the snap and everything.
All the Professor Hulk memes are gone.
Yeah.
Yes, Nick. All the Professor Hulk memes are gone.
All the time travel.
Didn't really like Professor Hulk, but I'm glad that they're gonna be able to bring normal Hulk back.
Yeah.
Eventually, I'm sure he'll show up in like She-Hulk.
Oh, I'm sure
that TV show.
There's a TV show called She-Hulk coming.
Yeah.
They're not just making it Planet Hulk or something?
No, it's She-Hulk. Because they can't make a Hulk thing. It's owned by Universal. So Hulk can't have his own standalone movie. Mm. That's why there's only the one with Edward Norton.
Oh, yeah.
Before. And that one is canon. Like, all that
Because Tony Stark is in the end credit scene of that one.
Is he?
Yeah. He's like, I'm putting together a team.
You know, honestly.
Nick Fury wants you in on the
team. Nick Fury's at the end of it, not Tony Stark.
No, Tony Stark is at the end of it. I'll pull it up. You can go home and look it up. Tony Stark is there.
I just don't remember because I don't think I've
watched. We'll watch that after this. But anyways, that just confirms that it's no longer Professor Hulk anymore, which is
yay. It's cool. And then right next to him in another hologram is Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers.
She has long hair this time. She doesn't have her short hair.
Did she?
Yeah, she had long hair.
Yeah, okay.
She didn't have her short hair like she had in,
Endgame.
Endgame, yeah.
Let me be honest.
Shows that a lot of time is probably, like, well, unless her magical powers extend to her hair.
I think a good amount of time has gone on. Because even Bruce has been looking kind of, he looked a little scruffy. Mm-hmm. So I think they made him purposely look like that to make sure. A good amount of time has gone by.
And then, obviously, like, Wong's in the room. Because
I'm pretty sure all the TV shows that have been going on, I'm sure there's, like, kind of a month in between those.
Yeah.
To where there's kind of, like, it started off with WandaVision kind of close to the blip happening, or, like, the return of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, then it goes Winter Soldier, obviously talking about that. The whole plot of that was about the blip.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the enemy was like, okay with that happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it goes into Loki and all that stuff. But so there's no real, like, we don't actually know how much time has passed, but we could tell that a decent amount has.
Mm-hmm. I'll be honest.
So all that's going on.
I really liked, I'm sorry.
Okay, you can be honest.
You don't have to stop.
I'm sorry, what's going on? I like Captain Marvel's hair in Endgame. I thought it looked cool.
Yeah, it was comic accurate.
I mean, it was?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's many comics where she has short and long.
I thought it looked sick.
I think she looks better with long hair.
It looks good either way, but I think I personally prefer the short hair. It looked really cool.
I think I prefer the short hair with her helmet on.
Yeah.
But without her helmet, I think her long hair is fine. I want Goose back. Where's Goose at?
Goose? Oh, the cat? What happened to Goose?
He's just not around anymore.
I mean, Goose was way back in the 70s.
He'll probably show up again. Yeah, but he's not an actual cat. He's a Flerken.
Oh, true.
He's probably alive still.
So stupid.
I'm sure he'll show up in the whole, like, there's another...
Somewhere down the road.
There's another, like, Secret Invasion. That's going to be a show about, like, Fury and Captain Marvel hunting down, like, Skrulls, because there'll be, like, a Skrull Secret Invasion on Earth.
But
Goose will probably be in that.
Can't wait for Goose.
Anywho, so they're sitting there in that room, and
Wong's, you know, he's examining the rings, and he called Carol and Bruce experts. You know, Bruce is an expert about everything on Earth.
Quantum physics.
He's one of the smartest people in Marvel. Yeah. And then Carol obviously knows a lot about outer space.
So basically, they're sitting there questioning it.
Wong's like, hey, yo, like, what's the origin of this? Where did it come from? Bruce is like,
yeah, Wong first says,
it's not vibranium. It's not from Earth. And Carol's like, I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime out of all the places I've been.
Yeah. Like, it's not so of any alien origin, at least
we,
not
we
any
don't
alien.
Know.
Not known to her. Not known to her.
Not known to her.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not known, if it's not vibranium and it's not known to Bruce, it's most likely an alien artifact.
It could probably. Be, too. Because, I mean, why else would they put that line in there? It was like, not any alien I would have known.
And they were saying yeah. that, they were saying it, or Bruce was saying that, like the luminescence or something like that of it makes it look like it's it dates back, like, they're like, oh, how old's your father, or whatever. And he's, they're like, right. 1,000 years like, old. And they're like, yeah. well, this is
not
probably.
Not 1,000 years old, like, thousands and thousands of years
no,
old.
No, the father's only been alive for, like, 1,000 years.
Yeah. What do you mean? I thought it was, like, a couple thousand.
No.
It was, like, 1,000.
It was, like, 1,000. But they were like, oh, yeah, this yeah. dates back, like, thousands of years before. Yeah.
Before he even found it.
Yeah.
Before it ever came into his possession.
And then Wong is obviously like, oh, this isn't even, like, this isn't none of our, like, you know.
And Wong doesn't even know what it is.
Yeah, right. It's not in any of the books or any
they're
of
the sanctum of literally knowing everything.
Yeah, and they don't know what it is.
They don't know what it is, so it worries him, like, this could be troubling. Maybe it could even be a multiverse thing. Maybe Shang-Chi isn't even from, maybe, like, the multiverse already broke. Because we don't see Doctor Strange in this. At all.
Yeah.
So true. Maybe the events of Spider-Man already happened.
Oh, dude, true.
Like, when he broke the multiverse.
Yeah. Who knows?
Just kind of throwing it out there. Probably not because of the way the movies are coming out. But,
since
lot of speculation, no actual confirmation or anything. We'll just have to keep watching Marvel stuff and find out down the road.
So, since they already have confirmed, though, that it's at least greater than 1,000 years old, maybe, like, 7,000 years old, like okay. the Eternals that are coming out soon.
Yeah, because then they say the Eternal movie is happening like 7,000 years in the past.
Yeah, it could be Eternal technology.
Yeah, it could have came with them.
Celestial technology.
That'd be cool if they made like a mention of it in that movie.
They don't serve them, but the Celestial made the Eternals to kind of like they all use Celestial powers.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And they kind of, like, are there to protect Earth.
But
they're not allowed to intervene unless it's huge.
Yeah.
Unless it has to deal with those, like, what they said in the trailer, those certain types of monsters, they can't intervene unless those things are there.
Celestials. Other Celestials.
Oh.
Or, like, so terribly,
we'll learn
like,
more
Earth
about
ending
that.
Events.
Yeah, like, awful things.
Mm-hmm.
Like Thanos?
Not even Thanos. Like,
not
Thanos
even
wasn't
Thanos.
Big enough to...
Oh, yeah.
Because Thanos didn't want to kill everyone. He just wanted to kill half of everyone.
He honestly wanted to help the Earth.
Yeah.
By killing half of the population,
the
resources
the
would flourish.
End. Until, like, the very end, like, of Endgame, where he's just kind of like,
oh, yeah.
You guys proven to me that I want to just
wipe
out everything.
Everything down.
And I'm just going to make it
I'm
going
to shred this universe down to its last
Then he
atom.
Was, like, evil. But that I think that's just because of everything they've done to him.
Yeah, he's just kind of pissed off.
He was just kind of like,
Plus, it was back in his day, because this is, like...
The older Thanos.
Yeah, this is, like,
younger
Thanos, who is also, like, more, like... You know,
a mad Titan.
Yeah.
Was, like, actually a
As
mad
time
Titan.
Progressed, he became... Calm.
Became more
he
like
became more of he knows what he wants to accomplish.
And reasonable too.
Yeah,
like the snap would eliminate everybody without any pain
because,
or
I mean,
any
you
suffering.
Saw him after...
He became more. I guess you could say he just became more logical.
Yeah, he
because he doesn't
grew
really
up,
have.
I guess you could say because you saw him after the events of Infinity War. He just wanted to have his own farm.
Yeah,
yeah.
As
but I mean, you wouldn't really say he's empathetic because you know he's still kind of.
He's just a man
but he was,
who had to do what he had to do.
He was doing it for, in his eyes, a good reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was saving the universe in his eyes. You know, to a lot of people.
Yeah, in his eyes, it was for the greater good. And that's, yeah.
To a lot of people, they even, some people agree with him.
But anyways, back to the.
Those people are fucked up.
Back to the movie that we,
We finished
about.
The cutscene. I mean, and yeah. it kind of ends
Well, no,
there.
No, no. No,
oh,
no, no.
Right,
there's the beacon.
There's one more thing.
There's the beacon.
They kind of.
We talked about the beacon, I thought.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't. So at the end of the end scene, Wong finds a kind of tracking beacon in it that's sending a message off planet to we don't know where. And none of them know where it's going or who it's calling. But so potential new villain, maybe, or...
That, or it's like... Or it could
Galactus.
Be...
Galactus. I'm just kidding.
It could be... Could it be? Could be like a... I don't know. Like, I think it could be, you know, a different alien spaceship or something like that, or different alien planet maybe, or something like that.
Like,
the rings...
maybe wherever it originated from, it's calling back its...
Yeah, it could be from, like, off... It could be a distress beacon that the previous wearer was wearing or something like maybe, that. Or, yeah. Well, I guess I couldn't be wearing because they live forever if they were.
So it's
them,
like
but...
it's like the Green Lantern... The rings?
No.
No. Green Lantern rings?
Because he found them. He didn't like, take them for anybody. He found
right,
them.
Right, he found them.
Because the person who wears them pretty much lives forever, so. Mm-hmm.
So, but we don't know where, and that's just kind of how it ends.
Actually, hang on a second. Back to that scene where the soul sucker is, like, you know, sucking the soul out of the Mandarin. He's wearing the rings. Maybe that wasn't in slow motion, and maybe it's just taking forever because the rings are preventing him from dying.
True.
Could that be?
True.
Maybe, but you kind of...
And then he decides to, like finish it. Because
when he doesn't have the rings, he's not immortal.
I feel like, but correct. The soul coming out of him died. Was in slow-mo.
I didn't see the soul coming out of him while he had the rings on.
It was like...
It
yeah,
kind of was. It
was
it
slowly
was
coming
like,
out of him. It was just
there was
slow,
like there was some pre-cum. And then the full
the
load came out when he took
your
the rings
problem?
Off.
Why?
Why do you gotta do that?
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
That's a whole cut right there.
Come on, dude. I'm not trying to edit this as much.
Bro, you just put a little bleep. Or you just leave it.
Whatever.
Anyway. Yeah, and then it ends with, you know, they find that, and they're just like, okay, be ready. Like, welcome. Wonk's kind of like, welcome to this crazy new world. It's like,
you're now a superhero.
You gotta do superhero crap. And it's like it's kind of like the welcome to the Avengers kind of thing without
it's like the unofficial
like the unofficial
said, welcome to the circus.
Yeah, the crazy circus of this
being
world.
A superhero. It's pretty much what it is.
You're like if you thought what welcome you saw was weird, you're gonna see even weirder stuff somewhere else in a couple Avengers movies. So it's like be prepared. Like you're eventually gonna fight Galactus or something.
You're eventually gonna fight Fortnite dancing children.
God, I hope not.
Why do you have to like keep bringing this stuff back up? I swear.
Because it's relevant. Trust me.
Fortnite dancing
because
children.
It's funny.
All right. Well.
And then you know, there's another.
And then they sing Hotel California and the Curiosity.
Oh yeah,
that was
pretty funny. They're
that
like,
did happen.
I was like,
and
so you want to go
the
back
movie
home?
Theater sing Hotel California.
Wong's no. Like, okay, you better go get some sleep. And she's like,
oh,
unless.
And then
on a dark desert highway,
and then Katie, Shang-Chi,
cool wind in my hair,
and Wong are singing Hotel California in a karaoke bar. It was great. It was a great ending.
It made me love Wong.
It was awesome. It was definitely.
Wait, Wong was with them?
Yeah, he was with
them.
Yes,
you didn't see
that?
He
was in the middle of them.
I wasn't looking. I was singing the song.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you were singing the song. You were always
looking. Anyways, but this
everyone
movie.
Was singing the song.
This movie had two end credit scenes.
Oh, yeah.
So at the very,
end. Like every Marvel movie.
The ending one wasn't as, like, cool or, like, important. But, it goes to show that the sister of Shang-Chi.
It is assumed that she's taking over power now.
Oh, she did.
Reviving.
She does. She takes over the control of the Ten Rings organization, and she's just going to make it her own. You know, put
gonna
a
make
flare
it her
on
underground
it.
Underground fighting.
Will it be evil
facility.
In the future? Don't know.
Probably.
Maybe.
Because she was running a legal, like, fighting black market
legal
thing.
Fighting ring. Which I kind of wanted to even talk about that because it showed Abomination fighting Wong there.
See,
and it showed a close up of Abomination. He looks freaking cool.
Abomination and
like really
Abomination
cool.
and the Hulk are now in the same movie.
Technically, yeah.
I mean,
yo.
Again, because they were in the Hulk movie.
Yeah,
Abomination
but
fought Hulk in that movie.
Post Avengers.
They made Abomination look a lot more like his comic counterpart now. He's more fishy. He had like gills and like
who does that general guy turn out to be?
General Ross.
Yeah,
turns into Red Hulk.
Oh, okay. I was like, that's not General Ross.
No,
who's Abomination.
No. Abomination doesn't also turn back in anyone. He's just constantly Abomination.
He's just Abomination. Is he? Was he a man or a woman before?
Right. I remember he was a person before that got exposed to gamma radiation, just like Hulk. He's just not as good as Hulk
Hulk's
power is like he. Gives off more radiation the angrier he gets. So he could constantly get more angry and more powerful to the point where he could split a planet in half just by punching the ground.
Or it's just stepping.
Yeah, like the whole Planet Hulk arc was like kind of Hulk literally just killing everyone. Mm-hmm. Like ending the planet. But it, yeah.
So see, that's happened.
That's why a lot of people watch the Incredible Hulk movie.
Remember, like, the guy who could turn into Abomination, like, he would actually turn back into a human? Remember that?
No, because it doesn't happen.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
He's literally, like, the scene before the final fight in that movie, he literally just, like, punches a... Like, he has super strength as a human as well, I think. And he's just, like, the Abomination from the Incredible Hulk. Because, like... Before him and
don't
Hulk
listen
fight?
To this man ever.
No, maybe whatever.
I think you're thinking of something else.
No, I'm not. I have a memory of an elephant.
Yeah, you fat.
School says otherwise.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, I went there.
Because, wait, who says otherwise?
Nothing.
So school says otherwise.
Nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, I just thought it was one more thing before we end or do our readings. I just thought it was cool how they made the connections with, you know, they tied it back to Iron Man 3, and then they tied it back with, like, Hulk and Abomination, and I just like how they, like, connect everything, you know?
I mean, it's a whole universe now, and they could do a lot with everything.
It's awesome.
So it's bound to have, you know, like, even a solo superhero movie is bound to have other superheroes kind of come around in it, you know?
Just
as, like, it's a whole universe now.
What's, I think the only superhero movie to have just one superhero is probably Iron Man.
Right? Not even, because he has, like, Black Widow in it, and Nick Fury comes at the
end of the first Iron Man.
Right? Yeah, doesn't Nick Fury come at the end of the first Iron Man?
No.
He's like, want to talk about the Avengers initiative?
No. That's Agent Coulson's in there.
Okay, that counts.
What doesn't count?
Sure it does.
Agent Coulson isn't a superhero. Anyway. All right, I think it's time... For the ratings.
Ratings.
Right? Let's do the same rating system that we did that one time with the film story and action.
Film story and action. Can we do another part to where it's like, what would you call it though? Like a mix of.
Or film. Yeah, wait.
I guess film would
film
be like
is
CGI.
Like shots. Yeah, film and film
so
is
the same cinematography.
As like, yeah, film
and
is like cinematography,
and
shots.
Like clothing.
Yeah, that has to do with
okay,
all that.
Then, yeah.
That's the film.
Okay.
Story and, like, the actual fighting and action.
So, like, story is the plot, fight the...
And then acting?
Yeah.
Like, of the actors. Like, what are the three? It's film...
Story and action? So, film, story, action, and acting. How about that?
Yeah.
How about action, acting, same thing?
I'm just going to
because it is
kind
of the same thing.
I'm going to give this
show... Yeah, that's true.
Why do I keep saying show? It's a movie.
All right, so... I guess we're starting off with Nick then. Nick, what do you rate the film?
The film part, like all the stunts and shots.
Mm-hmm.
I'd give it a 9.
The stunts, shots, the whole scene,
the
CGI. What
aside,
do you think?
Oh wait, I can't give it a 9.
Why? Just because that one scene with
of
the freaking
truck.
Car?
I can't forgive it.
Okay.
I'll give. I'll just give it 9.5. I'm gonna give it a 9 out of 10.
Right, that was your original, but okay.
Okay, 8.9 out of 10.
No, you're giving it 9. All right, what about the story? I mean, what about
the story?
The
story was good. I thought the story was good.
What do you give it?
I'll give it an 8.
Okay.
That's good.
Sure. All right. What about the action? Story.
Action was really good.
Action slash acting. So like the fighting and like
acting.
The whole acting of the fight.
Honestly, I had no problems with the acting. I thought it was really good. So I'll give that 8 out of 10 as well. But I thought the film was really good. Aside from that one truck, I would give the film like probably a 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
If some of the CGI was just a little better. I just used the one truck scene as like an outlier, but there were multiple scenes where I was just like,
I don't even know what you're talking about when I say that.
Because
I know
listen,
what he's talking
I was
about.
Attention.
It really was not that bad.
It was. I just was wondering why is it even there. What's the point? Just take that scene out. You could totally take that CGI part out, and it would be a boon to the movie. Honestly, it would. And then there were just some other spots where it was like the cars, some other scenes where cars were driving or dudes on bikes looked wonky. I don't know.
Other than that, the whole
film was really good.
All right, so your total score is an 8.3 out of 10.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Not bad.
I would watch it like...
I'll watch this movie regularly.
I definitely like watch once it. Once a month. I'm definitely going. Okay, I'm not doing that. Awesome. All right.
Once a month.
Zach.
Jack, you go. I want to hear what you have to say. All right. Honestly.
So.
Before I say mine.
The film.
I feel like mine's going to be a little cheesy.
The film, the shots, the whole like cinematography of it.
Yeah.
Thought was amazing. I saw nothing wrong with it.
I totally agree.
I did not see any like bad cuts or
the shots that scenes. You wanted to look at, the shots that they wanted you to look at, like yeah. not like some background yeah. car. I don't care about that. Like the dragon shot looked great. I'm sure they worked months just on that one shot of it blinking.
Mm-hmm.
It looked awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know. All the creatures. I think that's what you have to base it on, not like background walking.
Yeah, no, people. I give that a 10 out of 10. That was a really good film.
Everything.
Story, everything I think you guys already matters. Know what I'm giving the story. I'm giving the story a 10 out of 10. That was what I love stories like that where it's like has an origin
family
story.
Family conflict.
Family right. conflict. Another enemy that's unexpected added into it. A resolution. It was perfect. I loved it.
It was very original. It's like, I can't even.
It was so good.
I can't think of a DC character that's kind of like similar.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of a story that was kind of like done like this before. I mean, obviously the father-son conflict has been done before, but not in this kind of superhero way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of cool.
And so for the action / acting, I thought it was great as well. I saw nothing wrong with the acting. I didn't think any of the acting was cheesy.
And these weren't like high grade actors. I mean, they are now, I guess, but
oh no, it was perfect. They did great.
Yeah, like the actor great. For Shang-Chi. I don't think I've ever seen him in anything before.
No. Yeah,
I mean, I'm sure he's been in stuff, but I just
yeah. So
Marvel's done it again, where they take these kind of I don't mean to say
I'd
it as
say,
a bad
I'd
thing,
say
but these kind of no
a
name
word underground.
I was
not
just
very
gonna
well
say,
known.
Kinda, yeah, not well known
not
actors,
like, not like heavy hitters,
and
like,
they mix it with these well known actors, kind of like Wong, especially Bruce Banner at the end, and Carol Danvers. Like, they all added them
was,
in, and
it
just
great.
Helps it all shine.
I will say, I think I've seen Tony Leung in other movies, though.
I'm sure some of them have been in other movies. I just
yeah, I'm sure he has. But anyways,
he seems uncultured. Like a pretty prominent
anyways,
actor.
To finish my rating that I'm giving.
Sorry.
I do have to give it a 9.5 out of 10 because of that one unrealistic BMW scene where it should have gotten smashed to bits by the bamboo forest, but for some reason it drives through bamboo like it's nothing.
What does category does this fall
story?
Under?
Huh?
The acting?
Yeah, action and acting. That's action.
The car acting?
The action.
Oh, the action?
Yes, that's an action scene.
Action. Acting.
Same thing. In my book, it's an action scene, so I'm giving that... A 9.5. I mean, it would fall under a different category.
Listen, I think it just makes sense because it's a BMW, and BMWs are resistant to bamboo. So
you amaze me with the things you say sometimes.
So what does that average out to be?
This is...
Like a 9.7?
Doing the math. Hang on.
29.5. That's not 29.
29 out of 10.
29 wow. out of 10. Boom.
Alright, well, he does that.
It is a 9.8.
Wow, that's pretty high.
9.8.
You can just round it to a 10 out of 10.
No, it's not what we do here.
How are we going to round all these numbers out then?
With
we're
going to
take the average of those?
With math.
Alright, Zach, your turn. Film.
Okay, Jack made me feel a little bit better about what I'm going to say now, because he gave 2 10 out of 10s. I totally agree with the first thing, you know, I can go on and on all day about how great the CGI was. I mean, it made me really want to be there, especially at the end. The fighting scenes in the CGI, from the bus scene at the beginning to the end scene where the dragon and the big Cthulhu monster are fighting and Shang-Chi is just punching him into the ground with the rings. It just all looked great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you got to give it a 10 out of 10 for that movie. I just think it was a great 10 out of 10.
Couldn't agree more.
What's the next one?
All right.
Story.
Story. Yeah, story. Story, I give it a 10 out of 10 as well. Unique. I feel like it wasn't like kind of stolen from anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, I mean, we kind of already hit all the points I feel like I want to hit, but.
Yeah.
It was just great. It was great.
Yeah, it was original. It's like no one. You haven't really seen anything like that.
It was like if I wanted to compare it to the last Marvel movie, which was Black Widow. This movie kept me invested kind of throughout the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
I will agree.
That's rare for me, especially considering how many times it flashed back in time.
Dude. Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like movies that flash back always lose me somewhere, and this movie never lost me.
No, dude.
Because usually when they do that, it's because they just can't tell the story effectively enough. They have to rely on that.
Bro.
This one, it just felt like every single time it goes back, it
smoothly wound itself in.
The movie's, there was no bland points in this movie. No. I just had to throw in real quick. I had to pee this entire freaking movie. I was like, okay, I'll just go during an action scene. It's just action. I couldn't go during an action scene. Like, I was like, dude, I gotta sit and watch this. Yeah. It's so cool.
Bro, I was up till 3 a.m. the previous night,
mm-hmm.
like before we went to watch this. Didn't yawn a single time during this movie.
Dude,
like, I was captivated.
It was great, honestly.
It was awesome.
It was good. I honestly, going on to the last part, I think action, I might. Yeah. I think this might be a 10 out of 10 movie.
I would not disagree with you at all.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it a lot.
This is going to be a very highly rated. It's going to be one of our highest rated,
I think. It's a very good movie.
And you know what? I had high hopes going into this movie, kind of like if it happens to be bad, I'll be disappointed. But I know it will be good to a certain point, and I think it exceeded that highly.
Yeah.
It was great. I was kind of blown away at how good it was. The end credit scene wasn't disappointing at all.
No, not at all.
I mean, maybe like the last one was a little bit, but even that kind of showed story.
Compared to the last one, like the Black Widow
end
credit scene, I hated it. It was a little boring. I hated it.
I get it with story, but I feel like they could have had a separate one. Kind of like two of them, like this movie had. I feel like it had to have something.
Like with that woman, the one woman,
one who's recruiting all the people to make like an anti-Avengers team.
Yeah. I get that
has to happen.
I don't know. Anyways.
I think a cool alternate scene for that movie could have been like, you know, Agent Ross was at the beginning of that movie, and they even talk about him getting more sick. So it's getting closer and closer to him eventually going to turn into Red Hulk.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure when he becomes really ill, he'll start doing stuff with Gamma. But
Gamma shots.
I feel like they could have had some kind of ending with him showing how sick he really is getting. And maybe that hype up something for the future.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just like a thought. But
so what did Zach's average turn out to be?
10,
oh, 10 out of 10. What is a 10 out of 10 on everything turn out to be, Nick?
So 10 plus 10 plus 10 divided by 3.
29.
I'm pretty sure that's
21. So, everybody, the final rating of this movie.
From all of us?
From Media Mix, from all three of us.
The Media Mix score.
The Media Mix score is a 9.4 out of 10.
Whoa!
That's pretty high.
It's a pretty good rating.
That's pretty good.
One of our highest rated movies. Go watch this movie. Go watch it. Go watch it in theaters.
You probably already watched it because we spoiled it all for you.
The experience in theaters is just amazing with the sound effects, the surround sound about it. Awesome.
One thing I feel like we didn't hit a lot on but was definitely a factor was the soundtrack of this movie.
Oh, it was great.
One of the best. I think the top number one Marvel soundtrack of any of the movies.
It was great. It was amazing.
Like, even beats out like Guardians. Even beats out Guardians of the Galaxy. Because Guardians is just filled with a bunch of retro music. This had actual soundtrack.
Music, though.
I mean, this had original.
It had very good sound.
I mean, it fit with the theme the whole way through. It was just great.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
Fair enough.
I mean, you could have your own opinion. Tell us what you thought about the movie down below in the comments.
Yeah, I mean, let us know.
I'd love to read them.
If you agree with our rating, let us know why. If you disagree, please let us know why. We love to see. Like,
give us your own rating.
We will definitely respond.
Tell us if we're wrong and this movie is actually trash.
We will respond to about every single comment that's posted on this video.
Sure.
So let us know if you liked it or not. You know, we're really curious. We want to see what the other community thinks about it.
Fact, if you saw Fortnite in the movie, let us know.
Maybe pull up like Rotten Tomatoes.
I want to see what they rated it.
Maybe audience score.
Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 92%. IMDb gave it an 8.1 out of 10. And according to Google users, 87% like this movie. So it has pretty high ratings.
So it's good. Yeah.
And I mean, a high rating for Rotten Tomatoes is pretty good because Rotten Tomatoes.
I mean, getting an 80 on Rotten Tomatoes is freaking amazing.
Yeah.
Because the critics on there are awfully.
They're critics.
Yeah, they're awfully critic.
They're awfully critical.
Yeah, it was
critically critical.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
But I liked it.
Yeah.
It was good.
So, let's wrap this up.
Thanks for watching, everybody.
Oh, sorry. Let me get. Thanks for watching, everybody.
Oh yeah.
If you enjoyed this video, drop a like, leave comments, subscribe, hit the bell icon so you know when we upload.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll see you in the next one.
Definitely. Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for watching. And anything else, guys?
No. That's good.
Peace.
Peace out.
Bye.
Have a nice day.